Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest is a Columbia, South Carolina native who is making a name for himself as a filmmaker in New York now that his latest documentary has not only been picked up by Sundance Selects / IFC Films, but has also received major media attention from such entities as The New York Times and NPR's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air, heard on this network. David Thorpe joins us now by phone from his office in Brooklyn, and his new film is entitled Do I Sound Gay? David, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us about the movie itself.
Do I Sound Gay is about the stereotype of the so-called gay voice and the anxiety that a lot of gay men, myself included, have about sounding gay. And I use my own experience, including growing up in Colombia, as a prism to look at the linguistics behind the so-called gay voice, the sociological stigma around it, the popular culture portrayals of sounding gay that are a big part of TV and film.
Is this just a male thing, or is there a female issue here as well?
Sure. Well, in the movie, I examine the stereotype of the gay voice for men, whether or not they are gay. And the reason that I don't talk about women is that there's not a big cultural stigma for women or for lesbians around sounding masculine. There certainly is plenty of stigma for lesbians and for women. A masculine voice for a woman tends not to trigger harassment or is not a provocation. I mean, think of Kathleen Turner or someone like Lauren Bacall. You know, that smoldering low voice can be seen as very sexy.
Now, has this cultural stigma found its way in your experience in the workplace?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sounding gay and other kinds of sort of minority expression in the workplace are a particularly big deal. Because in the workplace, you know, people feel obliged to kind of fit into more archetypal roles of what a man or a woman is. A gay person may tone down things that make him or her conspicuous as a gay person. There was a survey by Deloitte of 3,000 LGBT people in the workplace, and 83% of them said that they, at one time or another, have somehow tried to cover up or downplay their sexual orientation because it didn't fit in the workplace. And that's an enormous percentage of people who don't feel comfortable being themselves in the workplace.
Let's talk about your movie-making career now. This is your full-time job now?
Well, it has been my full-time job for a couple of years. I ended up needing to leave my communications director job in order to go all the way with the film and take it as far as it could go. But I am now working again and freelancing as a producer, director, writer.
Has this opened up some doors for you?
Absolutely. Do I Sound Gay has opened up a lot of doors for me. I've now had 5 years of very intense experience making an independent film, meeting other professionals, learning how the process works, and it's put me in a really good position to make more films and keep having an impact on culture and on film.
Now, we've interviewed several filmmakers in the past on this program, and I know our listeners would love to know this as well. How did you come across this big break, the connection with this distribution from Sundance and IFC?
You know, you could say, in some sense, I got discovered. I was making this project for myself. I didn't know it was going to be a feature film. I was just exploring something that I had always wanted to know about, and filmmaking was something I always wanted to try. I always made a lot of short little videos for friends and for fun. So I made a teaser to try to get a grant, which I didn't get, but people really liked the teaser. And long story short, it made its way to a film investment group called Impact Partners, who invest in films that they feel will have an impact on contemporary culture in a socially constructive way.
And I understand it will be making its South Carolina debut soon.
That's correct. I'm really proud to say that it will be playing at the Nickelodeon, which has been Columbia's art house movie theater for decades, and it's one that I kind of grew up at, and that starts September 11th, and I'll be doing a public talkback kind of question and answer session after one of the screenings.
David, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to join us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
David Thorpe is a Columbia, South Carolina native, now working as an independent filmmaker in Brooklyn, New York. We will have a link to his movie posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts where you will be able to hear this show again and join the conversation through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.